The order of supersession issued by the registrar was challenged before the Karnataka High Court by the respondents 2 to 13 members of Committee of Management of the Cooperative Bank that was in existence at the time in WP number 6706 of 2003. The writ petition was allowed by the learned single judge of the court by the order dated September 21, 2002. It is brief order in which after noticed that relevant provision as contained in Section 30 of the Karnataka Cooperative Societies Act, the learned judge simply observed as follows. From the order, I find that the suppressions is the instance of the Reserve Bank of India since it is referred to in the impugnant order. Further, of the reason given by the Reserve Bank of India in order to suppress the Committee of Management in public interest has not been disclosed in the impugnant order. Further, no opportunity of hearing also has been afforded before passing an order by the Cooperative Bank. In the result, I pass the following order. Against the order passed by the learned single judge, the Reserve Bank of India preferred writ appeal number 6120 of 2002 when the appeal was taken up on March 31, 2003. The court was told that fresh elections for the Committee of Management were to take place on March 20. The division bench took the view that this development has rendered the writ appeal infraction and disposed it off as such, leaving it open to the Reserve Bank to proceed against the bank if necessary in accordance with the law. Mr. R. N. Trivedi, learned senior counsel appearing on behalf of the appellant, submitted that both the learned single judge and division bench of the High Court seriously erred in the matter of the learned single judge by introducing the elements of natural justice where none existed, and the division bench by treating the appeal as infructuous. The learned counsel submitted that the division bench overlooked the main issue and failed to appreciate that the long as the register was held obliged to give the opportunity of hearing to the Cooperative Bank, it was pointless to say that it would be upon Reserve Bank of India to proceed against the bank if necessary in accordance with law. Mr. R. N. Trivedi, learned senior counsel appearing on behalf of the appellant, submitted the both learned single judge and the division bench of the High Court seriously erred in the matter. The learned single judge by introducing the elements of natural justice where none existed, and the division bench by treating the appeal as infructuous.